this thing is, I think it's a strip show, dance show.
Work there, dude.
Welcome back, guys, on today's show. Get ready for a new male contraception and which is more illegal, face tats or glitter dust. And Chris Brown helps the Chinese launch a new sun into its own orbit. And also, what happens when your online business puts you in the hospital? All this and much, much more will be discussed here on Deacon Live. How are you? How are things? How are things going? Are you doing okay? Are you still hanging in there? Are you still following your New Year, New Me type bullshit that everyone does? And I think the 21st is the cutoff time. Usually it's 3 weeks into the first year where everyone goes, you know what? I'm fuck it. I forget it. I failed. I've done it again. I can't do it. I'll do it maybe after Easter. And that's the next threshold that you have to get through. Oh, before I continue, don't forget, we broadcast just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, beautiful little town we like to call Marshville. We sit up on about 22 some odd acres here. We have horses, chickens, cattle, dog. One of our dogs passed away, so we're down to one. I say down to one. We have one dog, Cookie Puss. Pookie Dookie Bear passed away this past week. I know she was 14. She hung on there as long as she could. She passed in the middle of the night very peacefully and stuff. But Pookie Dookie Bear did pass away this past week, and so we've been dealing with that here on the ranch. But we do have Cookie Puss. She's a bulldog as well. I think she's 11. We have cats, the neighbor's cats, dogs, chickens, and all that stuff as well. If you want to follow us on your social networks, the way you do that is go over to Prophet Radio, PROPHET Radio. Click on social contacts, and don't forget, for every podcast we do, we have a matching video as well. And like us on our Twitch channel and our YouTube channel as well. Now that I've got all that out of the way, I play Call of Duty because outside of doing stuff here on the farm, I've got a lot of downtime. When I say a lot of downtime, there might be one or two days where I can physically just sit down and, well, don't you have the weekend, Deacon? No, on the weekend I'm doing shit all the time because my wife is now off work. My wife works Monday through Friday. Excuse me. My wife works Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday, we like to do stuff here on the property, on the, what we call the ranch, which for those new listeners out there is part farm, part ranch. So we kind of combined it, made it a ranch. And, my wife likes to do things. So we'll build stuff and do projects here on the property. So I usually get like a Tuesday and Thursday is the days I usually take off and just kind of hang around here at the house and, you know, watch TV. And I play Call of Duty is where I was going with this. Call of Duty. And it's the one, the Eastern, what's it called now? Pacific West or Pacific East or something like that. I don't know. They update every 5 minutes. Season 6, season 1, I can't keep track of them anymore. I just play the quick play games. And what's happening for those gamers out there, the game locks up on me when I'm playing online and stuff, and it drives me crazy. I can get through 3 or 4 different maps and stuff, and you know, I'm usually on top. Thank you very much. You can follow me if you want. But the game locks up on me. So I'm literally, it's the only game that's on there that locks up on me, and I don't understand why. It just freezes up. Like the whole PlayStation will freeze up on me, and I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it. All the other games I play on there, which are actually loaded on the machine, don't do that. But the Call of Duty one, I don't know if you guys are feeling that. I know. I've probably lost like 30% of the audience right there. Call of Duty, fuck that. Talk about something stupid. All right, I will. Every night when I go to bed, I feel like I'm dying. How about that? Now, you guys know that, by the way, thank you for all the birthday wishes and everything. But last week I had a birthday, and it's one of those things where, okay, you're getting older, you need to take care of yourself a little bit better, you know, is it Tim McGraw? He's like, you know, drink a little bit more iced tea or a little bit more lemonade or something like that. It's a country song out there. So I have been doing that. Excuse me. Still a little early here for me. And, so when I go to bed at night, I even told my wife, I said, I have sleep anxiety. And when I say sleep anxiety, I feel like when I go to sleep, I'm not going to wake up. I feel that way. And it's even now compounded more and more. You had Sidney Poitier that just passed away a couple weeks ago. You had Betty White, America's grandma, Betty White, passed away in her sleep. And then just recently in my hometown of Orlando, Florida, you had Bob Saget that just passed away in his sleep. And so, like, you know, add that on top of the backpack of anxiety that I already have. And I'm sitting there, and it's one of those things where Ray Romano said at one time, if you feel a lump on one side of your body, you kind of look on the other side to see if it's a set. It's a match. I'm supposed to have that, you know, that bump there, that lump, that whatever that is on both sides. But I'm laying in bed, and sometimes I catch my breath. I know. What, I need the CPAP machine? I'll be laying in bed, and something will happen. What is it? Sleep paralysis. And all of a sudden your body just jump shakes. And then of course I read an article that says, hey, if that ever happens to you, your brain is like shocking your body to see if you're still alive. What do you mean if I'm still alive? If I'm still alive, I'm still alive. My brain doesn't know if my body's alive. So it does that quick jump jerk thing. So I'm sitting there laying in bed and it's the little things. And you're like going, oh my God. You're in your brain, you're like going, okay, this is, you know, oh, my fingers are numb. Why is my fingers numb? Oh, cause I'm laying on them. And when I'm playing the PlayStation game, I'm sitting there, my arms will get numb. Why are my arms getting numb? Oh, because I haven't moved in 4 hours and I've got, you know, carpal tunnel on my finger. So it's, you know, for every symptom that I have an explanation. My brain makes me explain it out of death. Like you're not dying. But I mean, there's some parts where I lay down in bed and I kind of, you know, take a deep breath and I'm like, oh man, you know, something doesn't feel right. Is this it? Is this the night? Is it? And it's not the night that's going to happen. It's not going to happen this time. But I mean, I have this anxiety, this I'm going to pass away or die or something bad's going to happen to me. And of course, I just said, you know, Pookie Dookie Bear passed away. She passed away bright and early on Thursday morning and she was fine. I went out there in the kitchen and she was laying on her bed and she was sleeping and I came in the bedroom and stuff and she followed right behind me. And then I heard this, you know, clump. She just fell right over and I looked down and sure enough, she passed away right there. So we're fragile human beings. Human beings are so fragile, and they say that all the time. You know, tell everyone you love them, you know, because this might be the last day type deal. And don't worry, we'll get into the funny and distasteless stuff here in a little bit. But I was just thinking about that. You know, you get a year older, and you kind of sit back and go, Jesus Christ, we just came out of 2021, and now we're in 2022. It's going by too fast for me, way too fast for me, and I just don't want to miss out on anything. And so I was just kind of, you know, self-pity to myself as I cry into my beer. Oh, so I hope you guys are doing well. So, I mean, yeah, it's been bothering me and it weighs in the back of my mind. My wife will catch me staring at the wall and she's like, what are you doing? What are you thinking about? You know, you shake yourself out of it and you go, nothing. I don't want to say I'm thinking about dying, you know, that type thing. I'm sure everyone thinks about dying, but for the most part, it's been catching up with me a little bit more and more. We'll go to the doctor. You know, go to the doctor and see what they have to say. Well, I do. I've been pushing the doctor visit off more and more. And I'll dive into that. And I got a couple articles that probably explain why I've been not pushing the doctor off. But the reason why I have this anxiety about going to the doctor. And we'll get into that in this week's show. So stick around. You'll see Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Deacon Live. You want something for free? Of course you do. Everyone wants something for free. The way you get something for free from us is go over to Prophet Radio, Prophet Radio. Click on the podcast section, and you'll see a little thing right there. It says that it shows all the different podcasts that's involved on the station. We have a new podcast up there called Equine Dynamics with Mike Stein, hosted by myself. It's every Monday for all your horse lovers and people that just enjoy riding horses. He's a A+ number one farrier. He's got an alphabet soup of credentials and stuff. He's been doing it for God knows how many years. And so, he came to me. He's like, I'd like for you to produce a podcast. We can talk about horse stuff all day long. I'm like, that's fine. We have horses here on the property. So, that's a new podcast that we're doing. It's a little 30-minute show, but it's packed full of information and it's interesting. I try to make it as entertaining as possible. And that's Equine Dynamics. And while you're over there, get yourself something for free on the podcast section and fill out a little form there. We got stickers, we got magnets, we got buttons, we got all this stuff to just say thank you guys for listening to us. Now, I was talking about going to the doctor's office, and there's an anxiety thing that I have. Not that I love the doctor. I don't mind going to the doctor one bit. But when the doctor says, you know, your blood pressure is getting a little bit high, you're not, you could be type 1, type 2, I forget what the difference is, type 1, type 2 diabetes. But you get, you know, you're getting close to it, so you need to, you know, watch your weight and change your diet and all that stuff. So I know the last couple of times, I've been trying, but it's so hard so hard because you go into Thanksgiving, you go into Christmas, you go into New Year's Eve, and you just, you know, you just, you're just shoving everything in your mouth. And then you got Halloween before that, and you're just, shoving everything in your mouth. It starts even before Halloween, you know, the first week of October. Oh, the Halloween candy's out. Well, I'll buy this 150 pack of candy for the kids, and then that 150 pack goes away, and it's not even Halloween yet, and you're like, all right, well, I'll go out and buy another 150 pack of candy, and the cycle repeats. So, you know, I had a doctor's appointment, I think the first or the week right before Thanksgiving. I'm like, no, sorry, I haven't lost any weight. I've changed my diet, but I haven't, well, I'm scared to go there because I know she's going to say you haven't lost any weight. You know, you probably put on 2 or 3 pounds. Well, right now, people are getting these little cards that say, please don't weigh me. These cards help patients to avoid triggers at the doctor's office. You know, everything's a trigger when you know, I don't want to hear this, and I get triggered with this, and this word bothers me, and that color bothers me, and this type of weather bothers me, you know, all that stuff. Now, when Donovan, went to her annual physical last month, things were a little bit different for her. For one thing, she recently started going to a new office where she felt more heard than the previous appointments. You know, you go to your doctor's like, I don't know if this doctor's paying attention to me like I do with mine. So now she's got this card that says, please do not weigh me unless it's really, really a medical necessary. For Donovan, who has an eating disorder, has been routinely weighed at the doctor's offices and always been a bunch of unnecessary stress. Can you imagine that? You know, you go in there and you're, and that's the thing. So they're giving out these cards that you could say, please don't weigh me because I already have anxiety about going to the doctor's office. I know I haven't lost weight. I know I haven't done all this stuff. So they have these cards where technically they don't need to weigh you, I guess, unless something drastically has changed in your diet and stuff. But now armed with one of these cards, Donovan met with her doctor knowing that she wouldn't have to be weighed and she's more likely to go in and actually take care of the problem from the inside out. And so if you don't want to be weighed, is that going to be a new thing that's going to come down in the doctor's office? No, I don't want to be weighed. Nope. I don't want to be weighed. I know women do that all the time. No, I don't. We don't need to step on the scale, honey. I know exactly how much I weigh. I've weighed the same since high school, you know. Oh, really? You weigh 120 pounds or 115 pounds and you're walking in here with, a size 30 dress on or something. I don't know. I'm just making shit up there. But, so there's a card coming out or you can, ask politely, please, I don't want to be weighed. It's very, very, it drives me insane. It drives my anxiety to go up through the roof. Now, something that's driven this woman to go, her anxiety to go up through the roof, she has been hospitalized because she sells stuff online. Now, what she's selling online kind of put her in the hospital, but indirectly. A woman makes $50,000 a week. Are you hearing me? $50,000 a week by doing what? Well, if you said selling farts, you were right on the money, literally. In this story, former reality TV star and former, you know, it's former this and former that. This woman right here, Steph Motto, has announced she's retiring from her $50,000 a week job selling her farts in a jar. This 31-year-old Connecticut native has proclaimed a fartrepreneur. Oh, come on, please. Please. She has earned a little over $200,000 in her endeavors selling her jarred toots for $1,000 per bottle. Now you say, well, what put her in the hospital? She was complaining about stomach pains and anxiety. So she got rushed to the hospital thinking that she was having a heart attack. Come to find out she had really, really bad gas pains. And the doctor says, well, what are you doing for your diet? Oh, she said, just a little bit. I try some new recipes every day. I eat black beans, salad, onions, ham, peppers, omelets. I make a great protein smoothie with a lot of bananas. I think certain foods make farts smell better. So sometimes I eat cabbage and eggs and so on and so forth. But what happened was because of her diet, she thought she was having a stroke, and these were her final moments. She was overdoing it. Her diet has actually led her to have these bad gastral pains, and, you know, she could not die from it, but, I mean, very intense pains. She was advised to change her diet and take gas suppressant medication, which effectively canceled her business as far as farting in a jar. So now she's selling fart in the jar NFTs. You know, I mean, there's a way to make some money out there. You can fart in a jar, you can make NFTs. But yeah, Steph Motto from Connecticut was selling farts in a jar. $1,000 to fart in a jar. I will fart in your face $450. I'm just saying, if you guys want me, I know I'm getting real. There goes the other 30% of the audience. Oh, sorry, guys. Get over it. Not to bring you down on a darker note, over in Brazil, Brazil's one of the, it's a big tourist trap, not tourist trap, a tourist destination, if anything. Beautiful landscape. You've got all the crystal clear blue waters. You've got these huge mountainsides that are just beautiful with foliage and everything. Unfortunately, it wasn't a great day for these people that are out on the lake in Brazil when half the mountain collapsed. So if you're watching this podcast, for every podcast we do, we have a matching video as well. And you can see this video in real time as we're talking about it here on the show. Go over to prophetradio.com, click on Deacon Live. So here's the video. You can see it. Let me turn this up so everyone can hear it. We can all be friends. Here we go. Hold on. So you can see here the whole entire, there's all these little boats, little 19-foot boats. They hold approximately, 10, 15 people, maybe, I'm sorry, not 10, 15, maybe close to 6 to 8 people in the boat. And you've seen these rock ledges, it's all rock and stone face. And then on top is the grass and the greenery and everything like that. Now it's been raining for the last couple days and stuff, and years of erosion has taken place. Of course, it's a planet, Earth's what we call home. And this whole entire rock sledge, almost like those videos you see where the iceberg, a sheet of the iceberg just slides off into the water. Well, this mountain slid off and there was a couple boats underneath it. So if you're watching this video, you can see it. It's kind of disturbing because you can see these two boats actually get smashed up underneath it. So here you go. Ugh. You just don't know. At least 10 people died after a cliff in Brazil collapsed into the lake. The cliff wall, which is subject to centuries of erosions, has endured heavy rain in the recent weeks. Dozens of people were injured and more than 20 are still missing out of that thing. And here they are, they're scrolling around. Here's the dive team. Heavy rains have overwhelmed the region in recent weeks. Furnas, hold on, let me pause this. F-U-R-N-A-S, Furnas Lake is located in a popular tourist area. It draws about 5,000 tourists on average weekend and up to 30,000 on a holiday. So they have you can rent all these boats and stuff. Here they are carrying some of the survivors out of the water. Horrible, terrible thing that could happen during, you're just out there looking at the mountain and enjoying yourself out there. And all of a sudden half of it just slides off and unfortunately 10 people passed away. All right. When we come back, what did China find out? Remember they had that rover on the moon? What did China find out what that big mysterious hut was? They got up close to it and they were pretty shocked of what it was. Stick around. You'll see Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. I'll be right back. No, that's the machine. Nobody listened, they're buying them sheets. They even posted on blogs overseas. And lying in a language I can't even read. The fuck does this mean? I'm a Bronx bitch with some pop hits. Used to pop off when they pop shit. But I'm calmed down and I'm locked in. And my records live in the top 10. Let's go. Teach me about big girl Gucci. Last time I got freaky, the FCC. Oh, God. Let me go in here and act like I give a fuck and be fake for 8 motherfucking hours. God damn, boy. Shit, why I gotta keep coming here?
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Hey guys, it's the Deacon, and are you as confused as I am on how to trade stock on your phone with all these different apps that are out there? Well, one company right now called Robinhood University provides stock market updates and education online. Where do you start? Who do you buy into? When do you buy? When do you sell? Right now, it's an affordable price at Robinhood University as they help you invest in the confusing world of the stock market while providing a better education on how things work, real-time callouts, and a contending whole community of skilled members. To join, just go to universityofrobinhood.com for more information. That's universityofrobinhood.com.
A cop came to my hotel room in Mobile last night. He asked, where was I between 5 and 6? I said kindergarten. They got a nice jail in Mobile. Roll Tide.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. Make sure you follow us on all your social networks. And if you would like to be heard, everyone would like to be heard. The way you do that is go over to prophetradio.com. PROPHET radio. Click on the little Be Heard section right there on the homepage. You'll hear some music and stuff going on. Click on that. Opens up a microphone right on your tablet, on your smartphone, or wherever you're listening to us from. You can leave us a message. Comes right to our inbox. If you get it in early enough, we can play it on this podcast. And You can ask us any questions about any podcast in the past or future if you would like. Now, before we go any further, let's find out and get caught up with IT Dan.
Hello, Travis. How are you?
Hello, Dan. How are things?
Oh, things are going well.
Are they going well or are they going good?
No, things are going good.
Okay.
Yeah, I just finished up a small computer job. But that's all done right now.
I was concerned about that, so I'm glad you got that done.
Yes, you were doing that. I had a nice time. Dottie came over and watched the whole game with me and didn't fall asleep.
Here we go.
She understands it. I mean, bless her.
Well, it's all English. You know, yes. Like you said, it's English words. It's English language. If she doesn't speak English, then how would she not enjoy it?
Some people at 99 can't remember not to pee themselves and stuff. That's all I'm saying. The cheats. It's great to be 99 and to be able to watch football and enjoy it or something like that. So it's a good thing.
You know what I did? I did watch, Dan. Actually, I did watch the San Francisco and Rams game yesterday, like the last overtime.
Yep, and I've always been a 49ers fan.
Well, because you're gay.
Yes, that's it. Do something once, you label a guy. Come on now.
You suck dicks. I mean, come on.
I like the 49ers for not being a home team. It's one of the few teams I've always liked them. I always liked Joe Montana. I just liked the way they operated, and it was a smooth-running machine. And then I lived in San Francisco for 2 years, too, but I was a fan before that.
All right, so what's bothering Dan this week in the news feed? What's the latest things that's been going on that's been bothering you? Itching you, caught your attention.
It's just the fact that, I don't know, probably 40% of the country is heading one direction and 40% of the country is heading the other direction.
Here's my question for you. Bob Saget died. Big fan? Not a big fan.
No, not a big fan.
See, and that's the thing. You are the 60% of the people or the 40% of the people that don't believe, not a fan of Bob Saget. And everyone else, the 60%, said, what was the name of the show that he was? Full House?
Which I never watched. That's probably why. So I don't have anything against him. I just never watched that series, too.
But, Dan, do you understand that what Bob Saget did way before he was in Full House? Dan, his comedy was so friggin' blue. I mean, he was talking about ass-raping clowns and dick-sucking fucking everyone, and then he gets put on this family wholesome show and just kind of lost all. I mean, do you know the worst joke in the world? Do you know what the worst joke in the world is?
Yes.
What is it?
How do you make a 6-year-old girl cry?
No. The punchline is the Aristocrats.
Yes, and I've seen him do the Aristocrats.
And he is by far one of the ones that have done the worst joke leading into the Aristocrats.
Yeah, and I have seen him do the Aristocrats one, yes. And he is very blue. And I do like...
Very blue. He is dark blue.
Yes, yeah. And I do appreciate dark blue humor more than two horses fell in a mud puddle humor.
But that's the thing. He was portrayed as the father of these two kids on this wholesome show. And then he was doing, what is it, Craziest America's Videos or something like that?
Something like that. And, I mean, it shows that he would give up everything that he stood for, which is just horrible comedy.
Not getting paid for it. You gotta understand that. I mean, you know, if you're only making, you know, let's say $1,000 a week doing blue comedy, and then all of a sudden you're getting paid, you know, $10,000 to $15,000 a week to do wholesome comedy, you can change it up a little bit.
Yeah, I suppose you could do that. I mean, if someone came up to you and gave you and bribed you and told you that, you know, if you could do your radio show correctly, they'd give you this kind of money, yeah, you'd do it.
So you could either say, oh, Dan, you made me lose my whole entire joke off of that one. Never mind.
Great. Am I stop stick? Yes. He was 65. He had a good life. And I get it. Looks
yeah,
like
he's 65 is still young. 65 is still young, Dan. He's younger than you are.
By 3 years.
And here's the thing, you know where he passed away at?
At the Ritz-Carlton?
In Orlando, Florida. So I blame Orlando for killing him.
Yes, I would. If I were you, I'd never go back there.
You know, he is in that 80s era as far as comedy and stuff. You know, he's done a lot of, you know, drugs and the cocaine and all that.
They said that the medical examiner ruled out homicide or drug use, but, I mean, I thought it took a while to get the real toxicology test back.
Yeah, it usually takes about 3 days, and if you're on a bender or something like that, especially sitting in Orlando, you know, the fentanyl capital of the world, you know, it eventually caught up to him, I guess.
And now you remember Mama Cass?
Yeah, from the Mamas and Papas. Yeah. And she died with a rib steak in her mouth.
No, they said she choked to death on a ham sandwich. get into the house and with my car.
Jesus, Dan, multitask on your own time.
They said that she died of choked on a ham sandwich, but the truth is she died of a drug overdose. She was overweight, but she had a bad drug habit, and she died of a cocaine overdose.
There just happened to be a ham sandwich in her face.
No, back in the 60s, they gave you the news that would...
Dan, you know, what are you doing? Are you parking a bus or something?
No, I just drove in my car out of the way. Is it too noisy for you?
I just hear a lot of bings and dings, so I just want to know, make sure you're not on the railroad tracks.
Yeah, no, I'm not on the railroad tracks, but... Oh, speaking of weird news, a pilot crashed onto railroad tracks.
Did he land or crash?
He crashed, and then they had to rescue him before the train came and hit him.
And what happened?
I just saw the headline, and he's rescued, so I don't.
Oh, he's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
He survived.
When I see something like that, a headline, I don't bother reading the rest of the news because I already kind of know what happened. I don't need to know what kind of glue he was sniffing to make him land on railroad tracks.
Well, if it's in an urban area or a metropolitan area, maybe the railroad tracks were the most, like, cleared out. You know, when they do eminent domain, you know, railroad tracks, you know, there's lots of land on either left or the right side. He's like going, look, I can land this plane, this little two-prop plane or one-prop plane in this little area because that's the only place I got to go. Everything else is filled with, you know, concrete cars and buildings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that probably would make sense if you can try to, if you're going to do something, try not to kill everybody.
And he ended up surviving. I think there was a state trooper or something that pulled him out of the plane right before the train hit him.
I just saw the headline. I didn't bother to read into it.
Way to go, Dan. No research.
Well, no, I kind of read, like, things that are more important.
So what you're saying is you just read the headlines and then you just take off from there?
Yeah, I make up the rest of the story myself.
So like when COVID and stuff, 49,000 people have contracted COVID-19. This could be the worst case scenario. And then it says based on cases of whatever, you know, if you read the article. So you just read the headline. I see where it's going, Dan. I see exactly how you get your information. You read the headline and then you make up your own story to fit your narrative.
We're talking to the guy who gets his news from Facebook.
But it's reputable sources. It's the Hot Daily Mail, it's Reuters or whatever it's called, and it's I think a couple other news sites I can't pronounce right now.
So what you mean Facebook gets their news from that?
Yeah, they pay them to have their news feeds on their news feed.
Yeah. I just see this crazy stuff that pops up, and I'm not on Facebook that very often. I look at it and I go, like a friend was telling me that Henry Cavill is not going to play The Witcher in season 3, and so I went home and looked it up.
Hold on, you have a friend that told you that?
Yes.
And who is that friend?
My friend, Tim.
Hold on, what's his credentials?
Tim watches Facebook. That's how he knew it. So then I went and looked it up like in 4 different places. There's a website called Google, and you look it up, you read the different stories, and they said, oh, there's a hoax going around. I told him it was, and he goes, damn, I got to stop getting my news from Facebook.
Well, no. There's a difference between getting your news from Facebook and or going to the news section of the Facebook feed. You understand the difference on that?
Yeah, and some people will. I don't really trust Facebook for much of what they do. Facebook had everyone calling me the day before my birthday, wishing me a happy birthday. So how accurate can they be?
I don't know. You may be put on the wrong date.
Yes, because I didn't want to be tracked by, you know, who.
The Nazis.
Yes, I'm scared to death. My biggest fear in life is that someone's going to be tracking me, either through a vaccine or something like that. That's a joke.
Is it, Dan?
Yes.
Is it, Dan?
I don't think there's one of us that isn't tracked, and if they really wanted to find you, they could, but...
So you basically told me a 5-minute story that could have taken 42 seconds to tell me.
That's because you started sidetracking all over the place for everything else. You do like to hear your own voice, don't you?
I'm the only one that I listen to.
Yes, I know that. A legend in your own mind. But so today was a good day. I got up and I helped an elderly person out a little bit.
Who?
And then what is her name? Geraldine.
Isn't there a country song written about her?
I'm sure there's a country song written about everyone.
Geraldine, 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 Geraldine.
Yeah, Geraldine, Geraldine, you need to use some Listerine. I remember that one, yes.
It's a big hit in the deep South.
Yes, but you live in the country, you'd know better than me.
Dan, have you ever heard of the term halfback?
Yes.
And what is that, in your opinion, what does halfback mean?
That's in football. You have a fullback, a halfback, and a quarterback.
No, if I was to say to you, Dan, you are a halfback.
Is that like a stop stick?
No.
No, I'm not familiar with the term halfback. Is that someone who's really short, like a midget?
The way it was explained to me was you have, I'm from Florida. Born and raised in Orlando, Florida. So I'm a Florida native, which is very, very rare. And then you have people from, like, the north that come down to the south, and we call them, what do normal people call them? Like snowbirds or something like that, correct?
Yeah. Or Yankees.
And then they, you know, they set up house here, or they set up shop in the South, and then they say, well, I don't want to go back to New York. I don't want to live in Florida anymore. I'm going to go to North Carolina. So in North Carolina, we have what they call half back.
You mean the halfway back to where they came from?
Correct. See? I heard that term for the first time today.
Yes, and who was that person you heard from?
Someone who is, I don't know, born and raised here in North Carolina.
Okay. Now, I went from New England to California and then to North Carolina, but that's, I don't know if it's halfway back to where I came from, but.
Well, I think they call you a dingle dangle.
Yes. Yes. A dingleberry.
All right, Dan, thanks for calling. Stick around. You'll listen to Deagle Live right here on Proper Radio. I'll be right back.
I used to love the tenderloin till I made some tender coin. Then I met some ladies from Marin. I drove into Seattle rain, fell in love, then missed the train. Could have took me right back home to you. I've been high, I've been low, I've been yes, and I've been oh hell no. I've been rock and roll and disco. Won't you save me, San Francisco?
Welcome back to Deacon Live. You want some free stuff? Of course you do. Everyone wants something for free. Go over to properradio.com, click on free swag, and fill out that little form there, and we will send out some magnets, some buttons, some stickers, just to say thank you for listening to us. Don't worry, I'm not going to do anything with your email address. I got enough shit going on. I can't even figure out how to run these different camera angles up here and get the story straight. But anyways, you want some free stuff, we'll give it to you. Just fill out the form. We'll send it out to you. Put your mailing address in there, and we will mail it out to you as soon as we get your letter. Now, not letter, just the form. It's just a simple form. Name, address, date of birth, social security. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. Kidding. Now, something that's not really funny right now is the Chinese rover out there. China threw up a rover up there. I didn't even know they were doing that. And it crawls, I think, at like 3 feet per day, something like that. And then off in the far distance, they saw this big protruding hut-looking thing. Let's see. This is right here. China finally caught up to the Mars, or I keep saying Mars, the moon's mystery hut. And unfortunately, sorry there, nerds. All it is a mystery hut, is essentially no more than a huge rocky doorstop. On December 21st, an image of a strange structure on the far side of the moon was released by China National Space Administration went viral. The grainy picture snapped by the Chinese rover U-22, which is Y-U-T-U-2, was referred to as a mystery hut or strange cube resembling a structure. Now the rover has got up close to it, and they've examined it. The discovery is slightly disappointing. The object is made of rock, or so they say. So it's not a monolith, and it's probably kind of heavy. Well, you know what? That's what they would say, isn't it? Isn't that something they would say? No, it's a rock. It's a rock. Meanwhile, it's probably a door latch down to the center of the moon where all the cheese-eating monsters are, down in the moon somewhere. They'd lie to us. They're Chinese. Hurrah. More optimistic, all right? Now, something they would not lie to us about is China right now is launching their own artificial sun. They are tired of relying on 12 hours to go by in complete darkness. They figure if we had more sunlight, we can actually do more and get more done. It's the way to do it. Still, the China lab is set to clean energy record by sustaining a nuclear fusion reactor of 185 million degrees Fahrenheit for more than 60 minutes using this artificial sun. The exciting news for humanity is abundantly clear future of energy. So what they're doing is they're creating this huge reactor that's going to float above us like an actual artificial sun. It should stay in orbit anywhere from 15 to 200 years. It's kind of vague. So here's the actual video of it. And we'll go to this right here. And you can see this launch. So there it goes. Ooh, Jesus. So they're launching it. Look at all the cameras. The video is just a Chinese satellite being launched a few weeks prior. This is not the actual sun that's going up in the air, but that they've taken this.
Dini Mao. And they've taken this and they've said that China has launched a nuclear reactor or a thermal nuclear reactor in just above China's orbit to produce more clean coal energy and stuff, not clean nuclear energy. Chris Brown was one of the 20,000 tweets that were sent out. He actually retweeted as well. Chris Brown has fallen right into another conspiracy theory and it appears, hold on, slow down. It appears the world famous singer has pushing the whole flat earth theories a few years ago, among others. This is a troubling opinion. So Chris Brown retweeted that China's actually sent out a artificial sun. It's not, it's a bunch of crap. But something they have done, and the Chinese state-run lab, China has reported recorded the world's fastest wireless transmission with speeds of up to 206. Now, this is real. This part's real. 206.25 gigabits per second. This is actually going to start the new G6 that they're working on right now. The recorded speed was about 10 to 20 times faster than most 5G networks. Look, we haven't got 5G up all over the place yet. Now they're throwing out 6G. Experts say they predict this commercial rollout of the 6G technology will occur early in 2028. So you're worried about 5G now and giving you brain cancer and planes can't land. Well, guess what? Now they're setting up 6G that's going to be available in what? 7 years now? 6 years? Less than 6 years? Go figure that one out. Go complain about that. They'll skip right over the 5G, go right to 6G. All right, guys, when we come back, hopefully I can figure this thing out and get us back on track. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. I'll be right back.
Listening to.
This is between me and that
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
That filthy cheap slut.
Yee! Yee! Skirt! Yee! Yee! Skirt! 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 Roll up! Yee! Drop that! Yee! Skirt that! Yee! Pop that! Yee! Hey! 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 Hey!
Hi, I'm IT Dan, and I've written a book called Marriage Changes Everything. I've been married for almost 40 years, and I know very little about women, including my wife. Marriage, that's another thing. This is a compilation of some of the most intelligent and insightful anecdotes, jokes, and stories that I've come across in 47 years of marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com, or you can follow the link on ProfitRadio.com.
You're listening to...
That explains a lot!
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
I was on drugs so bad, you know, I talked different. When I was drinking lean like crazy every day, I was out of my mind.
Hi, my name is Gucci, man. I'm addicted to everything.
Bad bitches, fast cars, weed, and Promethazine. Same.
Hi, my name is Gucci, man. I'm addicted to everything.
Diamond chains, assault rifles, grill clubs, and gallery.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. Don't forget, early in the program, you heard from IT Dan, and he has his own podcast. It's called Is This Going Somewhere? Make sure you check him out over there as well. There's about six seasons of that podcast going on, and it dates all the way back to 2020 when we were going through the whole election process and Trump and Biden and all his opinions on that and how the whole COVID thing trapped him and his wife in the house. So check them out and how they were dealing with that. It's pretty interesting. Some are short. Some are about 7 to 8 minutes long. Some of them get really into detail as far as what he's been going through with his wife, who's not in excellent condition as far as health-wise. So it's an interesting podcast called Is This Going Somewhere? Now, right around the corner, we just got out of, let's see, Thanksgiving, Christmas, King's Day, thank you, my birthday, and also Martin Luther King Day is coming up here shortly, and right after that, we've got our very next holiday is Valentine's Day. Now, be careful, everyone who's dodged like a relationship, you know, don't have to worry about buying someone something for someone in the holidays. You got Valentine's coming up, and New Year, New Me, I'm going to make myself available. There's something out there called love bombing. Now, if you don't know what love bombing is, we'll dive into it right here. Love bombing is a partner with an affectionate, is very affectionate with gifts in the early stages of dating. This can also be a warning sign. On January 6th, which was my birthday, thank you very much for everyone, actress Julia Fox went on a date with Kanye West. They went and saw a play. Before they went to the play, he took her up to a hotel room and bought her dinner and everything like that, and then surprised her in the hotel room with a full layout of designer clothes and a photo shoot before they went to a play. While this is impossible to draw from the specific conclusion about the relationship, but new lovers who immediately shower you with gifts and attention could exhibit signs of love bombing. Uncut Gems' Julia Fox details about her first date with Kanye West. She said the connection was instant, but it felt like more of a Cinderella moment than more than anything. So when a person showers their new partner with love, gift, and attention right away, this could be a sign that they are trying to manipulate you as your romance progresses. Even receiving elaborate vacations, constant contact, and feeling like romance is too intense are signs that you could be in a love-bombing victim. A narcissistic relationship often starts as too much too fast, followed by a cycle of devaluing, discarding, and ups and downs during a whole relationship. Often the sign of love-bombing aren't obvious, but it also seems to be a discerned new romance giddiness. You know, we just started dating, so I don't mind doing this, I don't mind doing that. But just be aware of what love-bombing is. When you all of a sudden, he's taking you on a trip, you've only been together for like 2 weeks. Hey, we're going to Italy. All right. You know, that type of stuff. So be careful. Don't, ladies and guys, don't fall into love bombing. That's a new, I guess, a new term that they're using for anyone who is narcissistic and gets into a relationship with someone. Now, once, you know, relationships, birds and the bees, we don't need to talk about the birds and the bees, but men will be men and women will be women and vice versa, and flip that upside down, however you want to put your pronoun on it. But contraception is always safe sex, practicing safe sex. They say safe sex, abstinence is the best way. Abstinence is the best policy. But there are times where things happen. There's that one weird commercial with the girl from Schitt's Creek, and she's like in her own vagina or something like that. It's a weird, weird commercial. And there's no hormones, and I do it on my time. Someone's at the door. And she rides a scooter out of her vagina or something like that. And men contraceptive is basically just, what, condom or pull and pray, that type deal. Well, now they are working on, guys, get ready. Ladies, pay attention. If you see this going on, heating up the testicles with nanoparticles can work as male contraceptive. Here's how it works. Nano contraception is based on an idea that nanoparticles, about 100 nanometers in diameter, I don't, whatever that is, nanometrics in diameter, about 1/1000th of a width of piece of paper, I don't care. I don't care what the width is. Somehow can be delivered to the testicle where they can be warmed. So what they're doing is they're heating up your balls, guys. If you warm up the testicles just a bit, you'll have a way to turn the sperm count on and off. The warmer they get, the less fertile they become. This is a delicate process because the testicles can be irreversibly destroyed if they become too warm. Now, I know I've seen movies and stuff where people are trying to get pregnant and they're like going, you know, switch from briefs to boxers because they don't want your party boys hung up against your body because they're too much heat. You want your boys to be free so you can, you know, reproduce. Even when the testicles return to their normal temperature, long-term production of sperm might be lowered. So they're still working on it. And you ask, well, how do they know how this works? Well, in 2013, they were injecting, get ready, they were injecting these nanoparticles directly into the mouse's testicles. And then they would take these gold atoms and these other atoms, and they, technical stuff, right? And they would put together, and when they got close to each other, they would heat up. They would, I guess you would have hot nuts the whole entire time? Well, they've come a long way since then. Now they're inserting these iron rods in July of 2021. They are inserting these iron rods and stuff into your arm. Not your arm, but into the mice's leg. And then what they're doing, you ready for this? Kind of like what Tony Stark's doing with his Iron Man thing on his chest. He's got all that shrapnel floating around that keeps it out of his heart. They're sticking a magnet on the testicles of the mice, collecting all the rods and stuff that are floating around in his body down by his balls, which is creating heat. So can you imagine this? Here you are. I don't know how they're going to do it for guys, but they're saying that at least they can increase the temperature by having these rods down by your balls. Hotter testicles lead to atrophy and shrinking, but they show gradual recovery both after 30 and 60 days after treatment. So they're heating your balls up, guys. You're going to be sitting there with a magnet on your balls and while collecting all these iron rods down in your nutsack and wait for them to heat up. Are you ready? I don't know. You got to stick a meat thermometer like in your pee hole. Oh, God. No! Stop. I'm getting out of control there. But, you know, like a meat thermometer, and you got a little, get the digital one so you can just sit it up on the counter there. No, that's what's happening. But, yeah, they're saying that if you heat up your balls, you can prevent. No one's going to do that, Doc. Sorry, Doc. No guy is going to do that. They're going to stick with the two methods that have somewhat been somewhat successful. Now, speaking of a hot nuts, Arby's is now introducing a new sandwich so spicy that it comes with a free milkshake. Arby's is daring guests to turn up the heat in 2022, for its favorite fast food chain is rolling out an all-new burger that is so spicy it comes with a free milkshake to help cool the heat. Now available nationwide, the Diablo Dare sandwich is the latest limited-time sandwich on the Arby's menu. Just to prove that it might be the next social media trends thanks to Diablo hashtag challenge. Promising the sandwich provokes an unlimited spicy experience for those who dare. Diablo Dare is made with 13-hour smoked brisket or crispy chicken. So you can have something that was smoked for 13 hours or just a slab of chicken on there. It's kind of, I would go with a 13-hour smoked brisket. Wink, wink. I mean, is it really brisket? Come on, Arby's. Tell us the truth. It's served on a toasted red chipotle bun made up board. The sandwich gets its heat thanks to the ghost pepper jack cheese, fiery seasoning, fire roasted jalapenos. Just because you fire roast jalapenos doesn't make them hotter. It just makes them, they're poblanos after that or something like that. I forget what happens when you dry jalapenos or call something else. And Diablo barbecue sauce. With the Arby's saying the habanero ghost pepper jalapeno and chipotle peppers will surely leave your mouth with a fire in every bite. Spicy layers are so hot that Arby's has opted to serve the Diablo Dare with a free vanilla shake as a, get ready for this, an extinguish shake to cool your mouth in between bites. So that's the Diablo Dare. Now, if you've had the Diablo Dare, do me a favor, take a picture, send it to us. You can email me at any time at deacon@prophetradio.com. Send me your pictures of you taking the bite of the Diablo Dare, and we'll send you out some magnets and some stickers and stuff. Now, COVID out there, it's, you know, the cold season. People are worried about COVID. They're worried about Omicron. Everyone's worried about goddamn everything. Jesus Christ. They are. My wife asked me today, you know, Omicron's out there and it's more susceptible to being caught or catchy and stuff, but the symptoms aren't as bad. It's like having a common flu. And I didn't say anything to her, but that's basically what it is. But people are going to extreme measures when they actually get the Omicron to try to, you know, make their own home remedy. Now, one of the home remedies that everyone knows about when you get sick is, chicken soup, right? You boil a chicken, you drink the broth, and it's got all the collagens and all the estrogens and all the oligens and dihydrins that you need to get better. Well, leave it to the internet and the fucking retards over on TikTok. They are now boiling, poaching chicken in NyQuil. They say, well, if we can combine the two, why not? So what they're doing right now, the video shows a user messing with chicken in a pan with some tongs, and the third video shows a person inhaling the vapors from the boiling NyQuil. All right, we get that part. It's clear if the sun is something that people actually do to help with a pesky cold or something you were considering to do this, please do not. When you cook cough medicine like NyQuil, however, you boil off the water and the alcohol in it, leaving you with a chicken saturated with super concentrated amounts of drugs in the meat. So, like cooking meth, if you ate one of the cutlets completely cooked, it'll be as if you actually consumed a quarter, half cup, a bottle of NyQuil. So what they're saying is, oh yeah, and the huffing thing is a terrible idea. By cooking the medicine with multiple drugs in it on a stovetop, you are aerosolizing it, almost likely inhaling it, as one thing that says to apply the heat to drugs is also changes its composition. Again, you're cooking meth if you're doing this. So people are actually boiling the chicken in NyQuil and then eating the cutlets, or they're boiling it in the chicken and sucking in the vapors through their nose. Are we that dumb? No wonder we can't get this stupid virus under control. You got morons out there boiling their face in NyQuil and saying, I'm better. Come high as hell, man. Jesus Christ. All right. When we come back, you know what Wordle is? Well, you're going to be playing that because your brain's going to be popping like freaking bubble wrap doing NyQuil. So stick around. We'll get into what Wordle is, and we'll let you guys get back to what you got to do in just one sec. Stick around. You'll sneak live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow.
You're listening to
It's Like Getting a Boiling Hot Enema.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
From an obese, sweaty, bald guy. Every day.
Deacon Live.
If you want to send any messages during the song, play it back later, radio website.
What are you talking about?
You can leave an actual voice, and then we play it live on the air. We can hear from you.
What?
You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio.
Why are all these boys in my yard?
Oh my gosh, my milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
Damn. Welcome back to Deacon Live. Don't forget, for every podcast we do, we have a matching video as well. And the way you see that video is go over to prophetradio.com, click on podcast, go down to Deacon Live, and you can see that as well. Or go over to Twitch or YouTube, search Deacon Live Podcast, and you can make sure you like us and share us over there as well. And while you're over at the website, go get some free stuff. Fill that little form out there, mailing address and stuff, and we'll send some stuff out to you. We got a bunch of stuff for just to say thank you for listening to us and downloading us and putting up with us for the last couple years. Or if this is your first show, great, get involved. Like, subscribe, share, and do all that stuff. Now, one thing that I saw, let me turn this up a little bit so I can hear myself. There we go. One thing that I don't understand, I thought it was always against the law, is you see all these SoundCloud rappers out there, and they all have face tattoos, and I thought it was illegal to have anything tattooed on your face. If you have a license or a permit, I thought it was anything, you know, you're not allowed to have it. Now, granted, states or laws are different from state to state. So I said, you know what? Let's find out what's going on with the whole face tattoo thing. I thought it was illegal. So there are two main reasons why they regulate the laws for tattoos. Some say it's immorally wrong and legislations, you know, that type of stuff. The other one is to make sure that shops are clean, their equipment sterilized or is sterilized. And because tattoos can give you like blood-borne infections like hepatitis B or C, HIV or AIDS. So they need to make sure that this is highly regulated. Now, it's legal in all 50 states, Oklahoma being the last one as of 2006. Way to get on board, Oklahoma, to get tattoos. Now, there's specific laws that states that many states stop at requiring the artist to be licensed and that shop has a good safety and practices. So you can't get a tattoo if you're under 18. You can't get a tattooed on certain parts of your body, such as your face. And to get an offensive or hateful word or images tattooed on your body. Now, here's the thing. I know many people out there with bad words, bad images, and bad tattoos, all in the same sense. Now, if you get caught doing these things, if you're a licensed tattooer, up to a fine of, I think it was like $1,500. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, a fine up to $1,500. And if you like having a tattoo party, even if your tattoo artist is licensed and you're having like a tattoo party at the house, his license does not go outside the address that's on the license itself. So, for example, I'm Deacon and I'm Sir Deacon Tattooer, and I work out of 123 Any Street. Now, if I leave that building at 123 Any Street and I come here to the Fringe and start tattooing people, I can be slapped a misdemeanor. I think, like I said, it's like a $1,500 fine. Plus, they don't want you redoing your face because it's a form of identification. It's like you can't do your fingerprints. Same thing with your face. Unless you are a cosmetology as well. You're allowed to do that if you're licensed cosmetology where you can do the eye makeup and lip liner and all that stuff. You're allowed to do that, but I guess there's a certain area on the face. There's a map of it somewhere. I didn't figure out pulling it out. So that is one thing. So tattooing a face is illegal, but it's happening everywhere. Everywhere. You see everyone's got a tattoo on their face. Most of them do look homemade. Most of them do look like shit, but for the most part, now you know why that they look like shit. You don't see any professional ones out there. So with that being said, tattooing someone's face, misdemeanor, $1,500. Throwing glitter on a man is considered a felony offense. Two Florida women, I know, have been charged with felony offenses for allegedly throwing glitter at a man inside his apartment complex in Pinellas County. Leave it to Florida. The seriousness of the charge against them are somewhat belied on based on obvious grins they were both sharing in the photos. So here's the two girls. Let me move that so you can see the two girls. There's the two girls right there. White girls, maybe, you know, mid-20s, if not early 20s. And this is what actually happened. Caitlin O'Donovan, Caitlin O'Donovan, 27, Sarah Franks, 29, each stand accused of one count of felony burglary with assault or battery against a man named Jacob Cullen. Or Cologne. Frank was also charged with criminal mischief. So this is what actually happened. Each woman faces possibility of life in prison. Though the maximum sentences may be extremely unlikely to be dealt out, there are plenty of examples of what actually these women did and penalties. So, you know, they always say you could get 1 year in jail or you could get death. You know, depending on the crime and how severe the crime is. So these women are facing life imprisonment. They're not going to get life imprisonment, but this is what actually happened. The relationship, if anything, between the three, presently unknown as the motive behind the alleged incident. According to the arrest affidavit, O'Donovan and Franks made their way to the man's apartment around 3 o'clock in the morning on Monday. So they must have known him, got into a dispute with him while he was standing on his balcony. Hey, let us up. We want to party down. Fuck you. I'm going to sleep. The first container of glitter was thrown from across the balcony's fence, hit the man in the face. The next incident, Frank scaled the balcony wall up to the fence and made her way into Cologne's apartment, where then she threw more glitter on him. She allegedly made her way down the front door, unlocking it to let in O'Donovan. Both were in the, they knew what was going on. This is a drunk little frat thing that they were doing. And I guess the man called, police on him. So Frank's arrest report obtained by Law and Crime, police allegedly said that came into the victim's apartment and battered him, entered the dwelling and battered him even further. So she was throwing glitter at him. So she's looking at life in prison. Asked to, you know, face tattoo. Give me a break, right? While the two of them are waiting for their trial, they should be able to download these apps to kill some time. This new game that's being released out there, just 300,000 players since this past Sunday, since it's come out, have joined this game. What's that game? The game is Wordle. How to play the game that is taking over your social media timeline. I swear to God, I don't know how it happened. I accidentally clicked on something, that Thug Life stupid game on, you know, Facebook, and I tried to delete, and I must have hit load or something. You know, they put the thing so close together, you can't really freaking see the difference between two, and that's what they want. They want you to do that. You know, the delete button is like real, real small, and the sign up button is real, real big, and it's like, yeah, I could touch either one. So I get all these notifications. I'm sorry, people. On my Facebook fan page, if you send me a Thug Life, hey, share this for 4 more lives. I have to delete you. I don't know how to get off my phone. The only way to get off my phone is to get you guys off my phone. I hate to say it. You'll come back, but for the most part, yeah, that Thug Life, I can't figure out how to get off my phone. This new game is called Wordle, W-O-R-D-L-E. And what happens is, it's a word guessing game that tasks a player with correctly selecting from five random five-letter words. You only get 6 tries to guess the word, but the game will give you hints along the way. So you start out by randomly guessing any word that matches in the number of digits in the mystery word, like you're trying to decipher it. From there, the game will tell you if each letter you guess in the word is in the correct place by lighting up green. If the word is not in the correct place but it's in the word, it'll be yellow. And if the word is not in, or the letter is not in the word at all, it'll be gray. So the great thing is, it certainly helps you to have luck on your side when trying to crack the Wordle code, but it involves logic as well. One of the key features of the game, it only generates a new mystery word every 24 hours. So once you've taken a stab and figured out today's word, you won't get a new one until midnight. So, and this is where the thing comes in. Then you pay, I'm just making this up by the way, then you pay an additional $20 extra to get another word. And that's how they do it. They get you in there, and they said by design, it encourages you to spend at least 3 minutes a day, and that is it. It's likely it doesn't want any more time after that. The game offers hard mode and forces a player to use every letter marked in yellow or green and hit every successive each guess. So there you go. If you're wondering what Wordle is, this is what it looks like right here. Once you finish the puzzle in the games, you will see the option to share your results as a graphic depiction on how your game went, paste it below, yada, 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 and it's going to start clogging up your timeline on your social feed. So there you go. Wordle's out there, and that'll be clogging up your timeline, I'm sure, pretty soon. Now, here's another thing. One more thing, and I'll let you guys get back to what you got to do. You ever open a bag of chips, and everyone goes, well, it's half a bag of chips, and there's all this air in it. Well, the air, we talked about the chicken last week. The air is pumped. It's not air. It's gas. They keep everything fresh. Well, TikTokers are actually attacking Walmart for a bunch of different items and actually taking some of the items. For example, they're in this situation, they're taking dish Dawn soap from one dish Dawn soap and topping the other one off. And it's taken TikTok by storm. Walmart is not going to rip me off. And if you want to watch this video, I'm going to play it right here. And the way you see this video is go over to ProfitRadio.com, click on Deacon Live, and you can see for every podcast we do, we have a matching video as well. So here we go. Here's a woman. She's got, looks like Gentle Clean, 50% less scrubbing, more bubbles, all this stuff. And she's taking, it's a pink Dawn dish soap, and she's pouring it into the other one. Here she goes.
Walmart is not ripping me off.
So she fills it all the way to the top. That's just rude. That's so ill class.
Walmart is not ripping me off.
That people who do that, that's just ill class. And then what happens down the line? Oh, they owe me. They owe me the extra soap. No, they don't. That's, you're paying for X amount. You don't do that with gasoline, do you? You know, you don't pump 4 gallons and then, hey, you owe me another half gallon. I know I didn't, you know, pay for it, but I want another half gallon. My tank's not full yet. Just have some couth out there, people. Have some couth. I know we've been trapped in our houses or in our dwellings for a long length of time. Stop throwing glitter at people. Go heat your nuts up. Figure out where that second sun's coming from over in China and, step on a scale or two. Lose some weight, fatty. Who am I to talk, right? All right, guys. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for downloading us, listening to us, sharing us with all your friends. I'm going to let you guys get back to what you got to do. My name is Adigan, saying good night and good night.
Wait. Come back.
The end. The absolute end.
Écoute-moi.